Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Democrats will have the opportunity to vote in Michigan's open primary. All we have to do is ask for a Republican primary election ballot. Democrats can help embarrass Mitt Romney and expose him as the weak frontrunner that he is by supporting Rick Santorum on Tuesday. Please press 1 if you are committed to voting for Rick Santorum in next week's GOP primary. Please do not waste your vote on Ron Paul. Vote Rick Santorum on Tuesday, February 28th.
There is a robocall that many Michigan Democrats have been getting for the past week, encouraging them to vote in the primary for Rick Santorum. The races in the two states where there are primaries today are the focus as we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michigan and Arizona. Here's host Terry Stanton with Congressman Paul Huizenga of Michigan about how important Michigan has become.
A big day for Michigan. Obviously, the state really in the spotlight as the presidential race, at least the Republican primary, continues to unfold. You are have thrown your support behind Governor Romney. Give us a sense of where you see things at this point in time with tomorrow's presidential primary here in Michigan.
Yeah, well, I think as you had noted with a number of the polls, it's very tight, kind of all over the place, and not unexpected. You got to remember, 4 years ago, it was a dogfight between Governor Romney and Senator John McCain at the time. So, not unusual or unexpected, but I've had a sense that there's really momentum growing with Governor Romney. I spent Friday down in Kalamazoo with him. Saturday, I was at a breakfast in Lansing. Last night was up in Traverse City, and we're in Rockford right now, and there's a great crowd. In fact, the bus is just pulling up now, and I think he's going to get a great reception.
And give us a sense of what that reception has been like. Has it been, are people wanting to hear more, or do they seem really, really raring and ready to go? Give us a sense of what the anticipation is among those supporters.
Yeah, and it is kind of a combination. You've got a group that's out there just ready to get fired up, and they're working hard. And then you do have another set of people that they're looking. You know, they're trying to figure out what are they going to do tomorrow. And it's getting down to the wire. You know, there was big crowds for Ron Paul. And I think that was a little pent up demand. I was up in Traverse City. I went to the Rick Santorum event, much smaller crowd than I had anticipated, about 250 people, about 800 people for the Romney event up in Traverse City. I think people are still just trying to check it out, but my sense on the ground is that it's breaking towards Governor Romney.
Do you have a sense that a couple times this morning I've mentioned that over the last couple of months, really, we've seen a number of front runners. Herman Cain mentioned as a front runner. Rick Perry mentioned as a front runner at different times in different places. Has it been, do you get a sense that the Republicans as a whole, as an entire group, just haven't yet decided exactly who they want to coalesce around at this point? And is that troublesome at all for the eventual nominee?
Well, I don't think it's troublesome. You got to remember what happened with the Democrats a couple of years ago, between Senator Hillary Clinton and Senator Barack Obama. I mean, it went very late, very bruising battle. There is a certain element. It's not fun as a candidate, I can tell you, having gone through one of these. It's not fun necessarily going through a bruising campaign, but you certainly do come out the other end a much better candidate, a much better person for it. And I think it's good, and so far it's been reasonably healthy. I'm a little concerned about sort of this attack on the building blocks of the free enterprise system that have been coming, not from externally, but from internally within the Republican Party. That's very concerning to me. But, for the most part, this is a process that lets people have a good, solid, hard look at their candidates. This is a very important issue. And, we do need to start coalescing here shortly, but we'll see what happens after Michigan and then Super Tuesday. There might be some clarity to that.
Up next, more on the race and the primaries in Michigan and Arizona on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Fanbrewery.
Wait, what? Franuary?
That's not Franuary, no. Fanbrewery.
That's right, Fanbrewery.
However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S., U.K., Canada. NC29 12 rules. Visit ConstantContact.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Grandpa! Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The statistics are startling. 1 million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.chop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.chop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hope lives here.
Talk radio in review with a focus still on the primaries today. Here's radio host Jeff Katz talking to Michigan host Paul Cicchini about much of the nation's focus being on the state of Michigan and what Cicchini thinks we can expect to see at the end of the day.
Paint the picture of what's going on in Michigan these days.
Well, it's very close, and you mentioned, you know, Mitt Romney, born and raised in Michigan, but, you know, something that people don't really take into account is pretty much as soon as he could move out of Michigan, he did. And, as you folks
know. Now, wait a minute, are you guys holding a grudge?
You know, I don't think it really has anything to do with him moving out. Plenty of people move out and they kind of pay homage to their roots. I think that the thing that people have a real problem with, particularly in the Detroit area, is what the ex-governor said about the auto industry and the bailouts, and I think some people are still a little bit upset about that. And you know, that was kind of on the back burner until, you know, he comes to Michigan and folks start talking about the primary and the president even right. on Friday released an ad in this state that said, hey, remember me? I saved the auto industry. Mitt Romney didn't. So, you know, he's kind of getting it from all sides here.
All right. So let's talk about the issues that are emerging as important. Now, I don't know much about Michigan, so I'm going to count on you, Paul. But my understanding is that Western Michigan, fairly conservative on social issues, so Rick Santorum is doing pretty well in that part, right?
He is. I mean, statewide polling, Rick Santorum has been the leader for the most part of the last couple of weeks here. It took a little bit of a turn after last week's debate in Arizona, but a poll comes out late last night that has Rick Santorum up a couple percentage points over Mitt Romney, but still within that margin of error. So it's really a dead heat.
Wow. Now, what about the pandering? Because I can't think of any other way to describe what Mitt Romney did when he went to Michigan and said, you know, I love being back home because there's so many great big lakes. Oh, but I like the really small lakes as well. And then declared the trees in Michigan are just the right size.
Yeah, that's Mitt Romney's biggest issue, I think, whether it's here in Michigan or anywhere else. He says some kind of strange things. One of the most interesting endorsements of Mitt Romney in the state came from the Detroit Free Press, and they said in the lead, this should have been a slam dunk endorsement for him.
Right.
But they basically said everything that made Romney a good governor in Massachusetts is exactly the opposite of what he's doing today.
Mm.
Get back to the governor that you used to be, get back to the politician you used to be, and you would have a really great chance of winning not only the primary in Michigan, but possibly taking Michigan in a general election.
Here's talk host Josh Lang with auto industry expert Phil Biggs about Mitt Romney, his position on the auto bailouts, and how that's likely to affect the primary.
You can fortunately see both sides of this story, and you're going to help us shed a little bit of light on it before we go and vote.
Well, yes, and I think there really are two sides to the story. The one that's taking shape right now is there's a good deal of media, I think, that's demonizing, to some degree, demonizing Mitt Romney for his stance on this a few years ago. I would say that most people in the auto industry that I talk to, most of the experts, would say that we would have had a real struggle had we not gone through some sort of very carefully managed bankruptcy process. Some even said that we couldn't afford to even go through any process that would bring down Chrysler and GM into Chapter 11. Now, 3 years later, we've seen we did make it through. But there was a lot of concern, and I think you hit on it, Josh, in your remarks, that here in Michigan, it would have been devastating, not just to lose Chrysler or GM, but the supply chain, not only here in Michigan and the Midwest, but all around the world. Supply chain supporting the OEMs would have been affected.
Now, the interesting part here is, Phil, that when you're talking about Mitt Romney taking this position, that was a position taken by a lot of, quote, conservatives, a lot of Republicans. But Mitt was the most vocal on it. So how is he different from the other candidates here, and primarily Rick Santorum, because it appears that Newt Gingrich isn't investing the time in Michigan it takes to win. He's written that off. But Ron Paul's here, too. I mean, Ron Paul and Mitt Romney would have been on the same page.
Well, and I think, again, the two sides to this is, in a free market, we have historically, but for the airlines and maybe a couple of banks, if you go back to the 80s and our savings and loan debacle, really the government has stayed out of managing free market affairs when it comes to how they get restructured. And so, on the one hand, I think there are people that make the argument that Mitt Romney had no idea unavailable private funds would be to support the auto industry. The fact is, there weren't many private funders at private equity houses or venture capital houses raising their hands to take a stake in the auto business. So those detractors to Mitt Romney are correct. There weren't very many. But I also think that what we've seen, and I think where the problem is, it's not that the government came in and loaned money. And if you go back to the TARP funds, I think then President Bush diagnosed the severity of the issue correctly, and he took action to save the industry through that TARP funding. But I'm afraid what's happened, Josh, to some degree, and there might be some of your listeners would disagree, but I think what Obama has done and his administration, to some degree, they seized the issue politically and took a very partisan view.
Whole lot of blogging going on, and more of that when the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we have all the talk media focused on the presidential race. John Scott here talks to political analysts Jim Pinkerton and Alan Combs about the attacks on Rick Santorum over some of the comments he made regarding religious things in our country and what makes him sick.
Santorum was on television over the weekend on Meet the Press and once again defending himself over accusations that he's, you know, muddying politics with his religious views.
Right. Well, I can sum up the Santorum agenda like this. This is today's Wall Street Journal. It's an op-ed by Rick Santorum entitled My Economic Freedom Agenda, which is all about taxes and spending and the Keystone Pipeline and jobs and so on. And this is a compilation by the Media Research Center of the 10 most outrageous anti-Santorum attacks, in their view. All 10 of these attacks from the mainstream media are about abortion, God, religion, and so on. So you just see where the media are when it comes to Santorum. What they want to do is attack him on his religious views and ignore his economic views, which are much more important in his mind to his campaign. That's what he's campaigning on in Michigan today.
Alan, we have a sad reminder that, you know, there is a place for religion in public life. Just this morning, I mean, the schools commissioner of a public school in Ohio announces there's going to be a prayer vigil and asked people to keep the victims of that school shooting in their prayers.
Nobody's criticizing that, but to say that
a president or a potential president shouldn't be outspoken about his religious views.
Well, it's a matter of what your point is. And you can't blame the media for focusing on his social and religious views when that's what he is talking about. He gave two speeches over the weekend where he said John F. Kennedy's speech made him want to throw up. He's the one who's talking about how public education or higher education is a matter of snobbery. These are the things he said. He said, one of the things I will talk about that no presidential candidate has talked about before, the dangers of contraception in this country. Those are his words. He wants this to be his agenda, and when he's on a show, he has the ability to say, well, here's what I want to talk about. He doesn't do that. This is what he is passionate about. This is what he is talking about. Sure, he's got an economic plan. Okay, it's in the Wall Street Journal, but these are the things that he wants to talk about and has been talking about on the stump.
But
you can't blame the media for that.
Talk host Steve Scott with James Homan from Politico.com about the way the GOP candidates are attacking each other, and if the one who ends up benefiting is the current president.
James, while the Republicans are fighting amongst themselves, you've seen the president climbing in the polls.
Yeah, I see some amazing numbers for President Obama today. His approval rating is up to 53%, and according to our national poll, the president is leading both Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum by double digits, and that's partly the result of some signs that the economy is recovering, but it's also a result of the Republican alternatives to the president becoming more unpopular, especially in the eyes of independents. Mitt Romney's favorable rating right now among independents, the people who decide general elections, is only 33%. The president wins independents by more than 20 points, so that's some good news for the president. There's a lot to be still nervous about. A big majority thinks the country's still on the wrong track, but all this Republican infighting has definitely helped the president.
Does it appear the Republican candidates have lost their focus as far as talking about what the voters think they should be talking about?
Well, we've seen for the last 3 months the Republican candidate trying to tell voters that they're the most conservative candidate in the race, and they've targeted and tailored their message at the people who vote in primaries. That's good politics. That's how you win the primary. But they haven't been appealing to the independents, and they definitely have lost their focus on a lot of the economic issues, in large part because they basically agree on economic policy. And so the result is that it's become personal, which is driving everyone's negatives up, and they're talking about social issues where conservative points of view in a lot of cases are outside of what independents believe.
In the grand scope of things, and let's say when it comes down to picking a nominee and then going on to November, do Republican voters really care who is the most or least conservative?
Well, Steve, the most conservative could keep a lot of people away. One of the things that's amazing is Rick Santorum leads in our national poll narrowly, 36-34, but twice as many people think Mitt Romney has the best chance to beat Obama, 56-28 over Santorum. So people know he has the best chance, but they're still not getting behind him.
You want to talk about the races? If you're in Arizona and Michigan, we'd like to hear from you. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fanbrewery. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fanbrewery. That's right. Fanbrewery. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up. It's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., U.K., Canada. Clean credit. No. And 2912 rules is ConstantContact.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now the Talk Radio Countdown Show proceeds, is that right? Precedingly, I asked to call if you're in Michigan or Arizona, 800-510-8255. So we will proceed with some of your calls in that area, and then others who are interested in what's going on during the primary today, help yourself. Again, 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook. It's actually Facebook.com/Good Day Show because that's the other program that I do. But it certainly does the trick if you would like to follow. There's all kinds of ways of getting all of the information. Follow the big stories that we have a box on the homepage of DougStephan.com that's aimed at the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's Josh in Michigan with thoughts on the advertising.
Backlash is certainly a prevalent issue, but I think backlash comes in the form of some of the more ugly ads that we've seen throughout the Republican campaign, especially a lot of the mudslinging we've seen. I mean, it's all over the TV screens here in Michigan with Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, and Dr. Ron Paul, you know, all duking it out on our airways. And some of them have really empty complaints, while others are very substantive, like some of Ron Paul's complaints about Senator Santorum's voting record or Mitt Romney's voting record while he was governor of Massachusetts.
All right, sir, thank you. That's short and precise and succinct. Josh, with the he thinks this stuff backfires. Do you? It seems to work. We all would like to think that it backfires because it's so annoying and it just seems beneath these people who attack each other the way that they do. But study after study suggests that many of you are, when you watch these attack ads, influenced by them. Marty is another Michigan caller with plans to vote for whom today?
I'll be voting for Newt, even though ground game out here is non-existent in the state, pretty much, because you can see he's in Georgia today. But I'm sure it's political. For me, I don't pay attention to negative ads. The resentment of the government in general from the United States is pretty much bad if you look at the polling and whatnot, and I just would hope people research analyze that both parties have come to destroy the country, and hopefully people will get to their senses and realize that, you know, this stuff's got to stop. I mean, it's our money, not theirs. Stop spending my money.
You know, it's pretty interesting thinking about that, Marty. I was listening to a talk show here in California yesterday, and they were mocking those people who didn't like the system. The hosts of the program were mocking those who didn't like the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and the stranglehold they have on the process. 800-510-8255. So you get that right. Pat, another person from Michigan. Who are you planning to vote for today?
I think, as a lunch pail Republican, that I'm going to vote for Santorum. Romney has talked about the bailout in ways that have upset me. He's blamed it all on the unions, the economic problems that the automobile companies had, instead of years of bad management. And he, from his own mouth, he has reinforced what Santorum has had to say. We're going to hold our noses and vote for Santorum because we don't feel like he is attacking the average person in the way that the Romney campaign has.
Okay. So you're holding your nose and voting for the lesser of all evils, it sounds like, voting against Mitt Romney. 800-510-8255. Catherine is a Floridian, and she feels strongly about all this advertising.
I believe that negative ads are just what they are, negative. And whether you are a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, it is negative. And I really have seen a trend with the more negative ads causing a loss to the people who are pushing the most negative ads, such as Mr. Gingrich. He has lost quite a few points. And he's just an example, and I don't like it on any of the sides, and it's bad for the country.
Yep, yeah, I think you're right about that. 800, it's so frustrating, isn't it, to listen to all of this stuff and hear people say over and over again the ads are horrible, but why would they use them if they don't work? 800-510-8255. And then you think about, is all this a big game? Remember what happened 4 years ago, how quickly we forget how Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were duking it out the same way as Santorum and Romney are duking it out. Same exact show. Same stuff, different day. Same. Everything about it was the same. And look at what happened after the election was over. For Barack Obama, he needed somebody who had some brains. They could do the important work of the country. One of the reasons I'd vote against Barack Obama is because Hillary Clinton's not going to be there in the second term. She made it for me this time around. 800-510-8255. Kevin, listening in our nation's capital, and again, the negative advertising.
At some point, though, I have to question, as a viewer of this political drama, what does the media or individuals such as yourself that are reporting this, I mean, this extends over to bloggers now that the media has extended to the public sector. What is the definition of a negative campaign? I can't imagine calling Mitt Romney out on his comments regarding the Detroit bailout as a negative comment. He's running for the president of the United States, and this is something that he specifically put a stance on to the public. How is that defined as a negative campaign?
800-510-8255. Let's see here. If a negative ad, if it points out the fact that the other candidate made a mistake, is it negative? Yeah, I guess that's a point to be made. Stephen is listening pretty close to Arizona and not very happy about the advertising of the fighting either.
You know, there are principles that, if applied and acted upon, will increase the social, spiritual, and economical well-being of individuals as well as nations. And these principles have come from Moses, and they're called the Ten Commandments. And there's one of them that says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." And this election has turned into the bear false witness election. And that surely will not increase the social, spiritual, and economic well-being of individuals or this nation. Come time to vote, I don't even know if I'm going to vote this year.
doesn't fix the problem, sir. You're not voting doesn't fix the problem. There's got to be somebody in there that's fairly close to your viewpoint. How many people feel like Steve? No vote, not bothering. It's awful. It's ugly. 800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting that former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, who's a Pennsylvanian, told some reporters this past weekend that John Huntsman should have stayed in the race. He said, I'm sorry he didn't stay. Ridge endorsed Huntsman last fall, said he thought that he would have been showing quite well had he stayed in the race. You agree with that, Huntsman? We've almost forgotten about who Huntsman is, right? Here's John calling the countdown from New York.
Negative ads work because they keep the candidates from really discussing the issues. But they have a co-conspirator, the media. The media falls into that trap and perpetuates these negative ads, and they refuse to discuss the issues. I can't remember the last time I've seen someone on the media ask the president or these candidates, there are 24 million Americans out of work. What do you intend to do? We're $16 trillion in debt. What do you intend to do? Our jobs are overseas. What do you intend to do? So the media is complicit telling these candidates and the president to get away from discussing the issues that are killing my country.
That's pretty poignant. That's pretty poignant stuff there, right? 800-510-8255. Let's take on Doug, who's listening in Bedford, Virginia. Doug, you're on the countdown. Hello. Well, I guess Doug's not on the countdown. All right. Linda's in Arizona. Linda, are you voting today?
I'm voting in about 3 hours as soon as they open, and I'm voting for Rick Santorum. If you, the media is complicit, that last caller is absolutely right, but if you go to C-SPAN and watch Rick Santorum's speeches on our founding and so on, he is spot on. If you listen to people that actually do get to hear his speeches, you know, minus the liberal media trying to keep him on the religious theme, he really has wonderful things to say about our country. He has a great plan to bring manufacturing back to America, and I'm proudly casting my vote for him.
Really? I'm seeing an interview he did with ABC News. I actually didn't hear about this before. This apparently was on the Sunday show. He wanted the United States to be more like more like Iran. I don't believe in an America where the separation between church and state is absolute. In other words, Santorum believes we ought to institute a theocracy in America just like Iran has. Now, Linda, hold on just a minute, please. I'm trying to make that as a point to what you were saying, because some people who are in, this happens to be a column written by a left winger who's on the radio, who puts words into Rick Santorum's mouth. Rick Santorum did not say that he wanted the U.S. to be more like Iran. He did say that he didn't believe in the separation of church and state. However,
and neither do I.
There are the, well, I understand that, but a lot of people do. But what I'm saying here, the point I'm trying to make is not what Santorum said about the separation of church and state, but how someone who is on the other side wants to skew these things to a point, what he says. In other words, Santorum believes we should institute a theocracy in America. Well,
But
there are a lot of people who do think that's what Santorum has to say, because he has been, if you look back at when he was a senator and through the course of the last few years as he's had his eye on the presidency, he really has said some things that turn a lot of people off who don't believe that we ought to have a connection between any religion and the country. These people who say this is a Christian nation or a Judeo-Christian nation, that isn't true anymore.
It is true.
No, it isn't. It's not true at all, Linda. It's not. You're not even close to being true.
And ferret out the truth. It is true.
No, it isn't. No. All right, we're going to argue, and I don't want to argue. So it is not that way anymore. You people who just keep thinking that that's the way it is, you're going to drive everybody else out. You're not going to drive them out. They're here, and they're here to stay. They are not going anywhere. And so those of you who think the folly of this business about us as a Judeo, it was founded, in a manner of speaking, those were the religions that were prevalent at the time, but we are not that way. And unless you drive all these, unless you're intending, we can't even get the illegals out. How are you going to get all those other people out? And what does America stand for if we aren't tolerant? And so many people are just not tolerant. This is not about the good Christians and the bad Christians, or the good Jews and the bad Jews, or the good Muslims and the bad Muslims. It's about whether any of them hold sway over what goes on here. And if, in fact, they do, then we do have a theocracy. And that isn't what I think. I don't want to have somebody who's a religious zealot running the country, frankly. I don't want anybody who's a racial zealot running the country. That's my own preference. We have a little of that going on, and maybe we ought to be thinking that through. There's a lot of prejudice in this country, a lot of racism, and it doesn't get us anywhere. Look at what it did. It caused the war that killed more Americans than any other war in the history of our country. It's 13 before the hour on the countdown.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We've just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership, order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it, return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
We don't have time for both the cost of gas and that shooting, so let's talk about the shooting yesterday in Ohio up next year.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, with the biggest story that has not a political overtone, but maybe it does. All the stories that are part of what we talk about here do seem to have some political overtones. I'm sure we could dig one out. This is a teen gunman who opened fire on his classmates yesterday in Ohio, killing two, wounding three others. The suspect began shooting inside the school cafeteria at the start of classes. And so we have from a Cleveland area radio station, a talk host named Bob Franz, with a psychiatrist from the Center for the Study of Violence talking about the cause, potential cause of this rampage.
What we've been doing all day long, I think everybody here in Northeast Ohio has been doing, there's kind of a balance in our heads where, with the grief that we're all, you know, suffering right now, and as you say, you know, passing on our condolences to the families and the victims and so on, we're balancing dealing with the shock of all of that while also wondering about motives and what would drive a young man to committing an act like this. Now, obviously, you've been studying this for so long. Maybe you can talk to us a little bit about what kinds of causes, what kind of motivations get inside young teenagers' heads that make them feel like the only thing that they can do, the only way to resolve whatever it is that's bothering them, is to reach out and, or I should say, to act out in such a violent way.
Well, Mike, you put that well when you say that they feel that the only thing they can do is that. Look, the fact is that there are three kinds of kids. If we look at all the shootings, Pearl, Paducah, Jonesboro, Columbine, Virginia Tech, each one of these that has occurred, there was a study that was done by our organization and the Secret Service that looked at all of these different kinds of shootings, and we can really see that there are three different types of kids that do this. The fact is that they are either suffering from some kind of depression in which they are isolated, alone, bullied, hopeless, and they feel like there's no way out but some kind of violent explosion in which they can seek revenge. They're antisocial, which means that they're against the laws of all societies, and they're obsessed with guns, they're obsessed with violent video games, like we saw in Columbine with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, and so they want to act out their violent fantasies. Or, you know, we have someone who may be a putative reported suspect. And people of this age, who are right on the edge of mid to late teens, that's the age at which people develop psychosis. And like we saw with the Loughner shooting in Arizona of poor Gabby Giffords, that was someone who was just beginning to become psychotic, to lose contact with reality. Now, what's fascinating about these shootings in a very painful and tragic way is that almost always there is some sign beforehand that it's going to happen. You'd think they'd keep it a secret. You'd think they wouldn't let anyone know. But in fact, they almost always, either through writings or through telling someone, they do tell people. And if we look, again with caution, at the Facebook site of the person who is right now reportedly considered by some to be the shooter, we see someone who, the fact is clearly isolated, depressed, angry, who has writings on the site that describe not only himself as lost and alone, but that he wants to feel death, not just mocking him, not just stalking him, but to feel smaller beneath his might, and his last words, die, all of you. Now look, we saw the same thing with Cho before Virginia Tech, that he was putting out writings like this. We saw the same thing with Loughner before the shooting of Gabby Giffords, that there were these very violent and psychotic writings. So very often, the signs of a very disturbed, angry, isolated, tortured, bullied, young individual who is losing touch with reality and who is likely mentally ill but unseen are right there. And even in a small, tight community like I know this town is, it's hard to see. And we've got to learn to spot it when they're putting the signs right out there.
All right, other than the fact is that he continued to use the term, the fact is, there's some interesting, very poignant and telling things there in that description, especially the Facebook information. 800-510, well, I don't have time for a call on this. I'm just thinking out loud about what went on. I know this area of Ohio. You wonder about the students that are there. Are your children depressed? Are your children antisocial? How much time are your children spending doing all this violent video stuff? Do you buy your children these violent videos? And do you play them with your children? And if so, what kind of psychosis do you have? Think about how much violence there is in our society. And again, the telling signs on this kid's Facebook page that has clearly been analyzed, die, the last word. So, some food for thought as we end this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.